Did you know, before serving on the Supreme Court, Thurgood Marshall worked on the B&O Railroad? A new exhibit at the B&O Railroad Museum explores the railroad's African-American history. Chris Holland, the museum's executive director, tells us more.
Best in Service, our new temporary art exhibit, which opened in February and runs through March, consists of paintings and photographs from the B&O archives not previously displayed. The artwork honors the unsung service of African Americans and the contributions they made to the railroad. The exhibit features original paintings by American illustrators Daniel Content and Roy Frederick Sprader. Commissioned by the B&O in the early 1930s, these artists painted full-page, oil-on-canvas scenes of railroad service used for creating advertisements for publications such as the Saturday Evening Post. Photographs show the roles African Americans held on the B&O, including a photo of the dining crew that served President Roosevelt. While the jobs provided by the B&O offered little to no advancement, they were considered elite for their period of time. The exhibit also features Thurgood Marshall, Fearless M. Williams, Charles Wright, and Maggie Hudson, who were all B&O Railroad employees at one point. Thurgood Marshall, the first Black U.S. Supreme Court justice, worked as a waiter and porter on dining cars while earning a college degree at Lincoln University. Marshall obtained his position with the B&O because of his father, William Canfield Marshall, who was a B&O Railroad porter and waiter. Fearless M. Williams, Marshall's Uncle Fee, also served the B&O for 46 years as a floor porter for executive staff. Williams ultimately became a prominent member of the Baltimore business community. Musician Charles W. Wright began his 33-year career with the B&O Railroad in 1884 as head butler for B&O President John W. Garrett. In 1910, he was promoted to head cook for B&O President Daniel Willard. Maggie Hudson, born in Shukalak, Mississippi in 1919, moved to South Baltimore in the early 1940s because she heard that the B&O Railroad was hiring girls. The B&O hired Maggie in 1943 as one of its first female African-American porterettes, a position she held for 36 years. This year, on April 13th, Maggie will turn 100 years old, still living in Baltimore, making her the oldest living known B&O Railroad African-American employee. While the B&O offered positions for African-Americans and supported the Union causes during the Civil War, the B&O also had a complicated history with race relations. Beginning in 1912, the B&O began publishing an employee magazine where African-American employees were rarely depicted. From 1913 through the 1920s, several of the magazine covers featured caricatures of the African-American employees, along with cartoons and other offensive images. Several of these images are on display in context in the exhibit. This exhibit offers a unique snapshot into American culture and history, as portrayed through the photographs and paintings of African-American employees of the B&O Railroad.
Best in Service is open through February 28th. Learn more about the exhibit at borail.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.